Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Sadly, no more Nika this week. I said that weird.
Yeah, you said it like she's like gone.
Well, she missed 1 week because of family stuff, and she missed one because of COVID. She's gone.
She's probably dead.
She's gone.
No, she's gone. She's just got the COVID, so she's resting up.
She's eating mac and cheese from the microwave.
Exactly.
Guys, that's not nice. She has COVID. She's probably building a terrarium.
She probably is building terrarium.
That's true.
She built a lot of terrarium?
Well, she is. That's like a new thing she's into. We have one of them in our home, and it's really cool looking. And that's rare. Not like there's nothing alive in it. It's like a cool globe with like a butterfly
it's like
in there.
My brain cannot separate terrarium from tarantula, so I always assume it's like a tarantula house.
That's why they're called that, yeah.
Really?
I think a terrarium can be alive plants in there.
I can't separate a tarantula from the game Terraria.
Whoa.
Okay.
You guys should get together on that, I think.
Well, yeah.
You'll still be pretty confused.
But... Terra, like the Earth. Or the character from Final Fantasy VI?
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's bad news. Good news, probably be back next week.
Yeah.
Or else.
Or we're going to be sad.
Or else Michael's going to say an even more foreboding reason why she's not here.
Double
she's
COVID.
Gang, we lost Nika. Can't fight her.
For a week. But how about some good news?
I love good news.
Hey, remember that Kickstarter we did so long ago?
I do.
All of the stuff has finally been delivered to my house.
Yay!
Hell yeah.
And it will hopefully start shipping out this weekend.
Hell yeah.
That's
exciting. Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
I can tell.
I'm so excited to have all these boxes not behind me.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're right there. We can see them.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to put my children to work this weekend.
That's right.
I'm cracking the whip. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
You're going to have family time together. Fun.
Give them sparkling wine and they'll do whatever you want.
All the stuff looks rad though. So it's very exciting.
Yeah. The pictures that you showed us.
Yes.
I was like, thank God. Is what I said.
Yeah. It looks good. Bridget's art looks awesome. So very excited for that.
I want some.
You're getting some.
Hell yeah.
Yes. We got the nice shirts.
Yes. Oh, did you do a nipple test?
I haven't done a nipple test yet, but should be good.
Okay.
Should be good.
Hell yeah.
So that's that.
I'm excited. Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
I am known far and wide as Honk the Hilarious.
That is pretty good.
I wish my name was Honk.
The big top starts tearing open and you see this huge, probably 25 foot construct come stomping out of the huge big top. This huge mechanism juggling giant axes.
Okay.
What? That's not safe.
And it does. It picks up a clown and it rips it in half.
Well.
And then throws its legs at basically in our general direction. And then starts juggling again.
Is that one of your axes? Like you get sawed in half? I saw that once. It's pretty scary.
Oh no. He has released. His greatest invention, Rick.
Okay, I want to action surge, and I want to jump out of this and stab it.
Okay,
23.
Describe yourself murdering this guy.
And I jump. I take a leap and plunge down with my claws, like Wolverine style, right into the chest. And does it have like a face?
It had a robot face, but when your claws plunge into its chest, the helmet pops open, and you can see what appears to be a gnome inside of it.
Oh no!
Oh no!
And so you can watch the light escape its eyes as it dies.
I guess I pick him up and I carry him.
He's a tiny body.
Yeah, into the tent, and you're like, "Hey,
Chuck, Chuck, Chuck." Chuck.
Oh.
Why are you saying my name?
Wait.
Chuck.
Wait.
Chuck.
Wait.
Chuck.
No.
Chuck. Chuck.
Is he your new leader? No, I stabbed him.
You are carrying our leader and spoke in the voice of a god. We shall follow you, Chuck, now. You are the master juggler.
Oh, god damn it.
This is a misunderstanding. I have no real interest in being your leader. Thanks. It's always great to meet a fan.
They start going into like a really unified sort of chant. Mm. And you know, it's like they're juggling and they do like a juggle wave where like, you know, like one person juggle. It's so cool.
Well, that's so cool.
I imagine they're just in like, like, you know the way that crop circles are? They're doing that, but juggling at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Chuck.
Wait, crop circles, like Chuck. The weird shapes that they're in.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
What?
Chuck.
Yeah,
Chuck,
what's
Chuck,
up, Chuck. Bud?
You don't want to be king. You know, I was the one who really killed the guy. I mean, yeah. You know, so maybe we just do a little switcher. If you just explain what happened,
okay,
maybe they'll understand, and then they'll make me king, and then I can have... Uh-huh. A corporation again. I've got ideas for incorporating, exploiting, and just really like really just like build my fortune back.
Yeah, really extracting all the human capital out of it.
But weren't we kind of trying to help these people?
Excuse me, I was whispering.
You want Celine to hear that?
Celine's very nosy.
Oh, Celine is very nosy, like for sure. I guess if you were whispering,
I literally cannot talk about inserting yourself into conversations you're not there for. So it's totally fine.
No, that's okay. If you were intending this to be whispering to Chuck, then
you, Bachman, you play a stealth based character. You can do whatever the fuck you
that's
want.
True.
Like I am there.
That's
How
true.
Do you not know?
Yeah, yeah.
I know I said I was over there before, but I lied.
And there's a lot happening in this tent right now, so like you could definitely have a whisper. And like maybe I got caught up in some jugglers, and I'm like stuck in the middle of them. They're juggling around me, and I'm like,
so he's just getting tossed around.
Yeah, could you imagine crowd surfing in a group of jugglers? That sounds terrible.
That's really, they're gonna throw me. They're gonna throw me up in the air with the swords.
Yeah,
the flaming swords.
You see Celine doing like lazy backflips, like. Whoa! yeah, you're right, Screech, that's true. And then I thaumaturge my voice again, like, I didn't actually kill this guy, and I lift him up. This guy did.
Hello!
I don't know what to do with it.
Hi, I'm Talia Twirl. I'm the most senior member of the juggling crew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
You are our leader now.
Who are you talking to? Be very specific.
I'm talking to you, large man named Chuck.
God damn it.
Oh, okay, that's me. He got me there for a second. Or Talia, great to meet you.
Talia Twirl.
Can you take this from me? Actually,
she's juggling.
You need something to do. And I hand the dead body to you, Screech. Like you said, you killed him. Deal with it.
Wait. Okay.
Slump him on over you. Blood going everywhere.
Yeah, I do this thing when I'm putting my kids to bed, sack of potatoes, where you hold them by the legs, you put them over your shoulder. So,
and that's what you do with the dead
body. That's
what
I do with the dead body. I still go, sack of potatoes.
That's how he grieves. Talia Twirl, good to meet you. Always great. So are you guys done beefing and feuding and all that good stuff or?
Well, it was mostly, our he who shall no longer be named, for once you are dead, you shall no longer be named.
Huh.
It was mostly his problem.
Got it.
With the clowns.
And he made a big-ass robot?
He created a car of holding for them, and they never paid him. So
that sucks. Yeah, well, yes. It seems like everyone's issues here is something to do with finance-based stuff. So we talked to the old ringleader, and he's going to start paying you all more money. Let's give a clap.
You are our leader has brought us more gold, everyone.
You know, if you need somebody to manage that money, I used to be rich. Which I realize is not like a great, it's not a best sell.
Not the best.
I used to be rich.
I used to have a lot of money, then I lost it. Would you like me to lose yours?
No, I'm not. Not specifically offering to lose your money, but I'd give it a shot. I'd give it the old college try.
Excuse me, I'm nudging in here. My name is Serafina Spears. You don't seem like you're interested in becoming the master juggler, Chuck.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not going to become a master juggler, but if you guys need a guy to tell you what to do, I'll do it.
Oh, God.
I know how to whip a rowdy group of throwers into shape, if you know what I mean, and I flex a little bit. Is there a leader of the clowns here I can talk to, too?
Yes.
Because this is kind of a we need to get this beef squashed, and then I need, like, four of you to go ask the puppeteers to do better, because that is not our job to deal with it. That's beneath us. And then also bury the dead bodies.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This new person that walked up, what's your name again? Hi, I'm Scrooge Echo. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Serafina Spears.
Serafina Spears. I totally agree with your choice here to make Chuck manager of this village. I if you could just direct me to the regional manager's office, I feel like that's something that I could do quite well. Chuck does all right when he has all the modern conveniences, but you see, he needs somebody to keep him in line, so I'd be happy to do that for you.
He's not wrong.
We are a, is it an S partnership? We don't have a regional...
You one of those flat management structure hippies?
Yeah, we kind of, we've got a flat structure, and we don't kind of interact with other juggling crews.
This sucks. Michael, I want to do a hostile takeover. How do taxes work in this taxes and stocks work in this universe?
I'm arbitraging. If you don't have money,
I'm going to find something to sue him for.
Yeah.
this is the second campaign and we're on episode 84. And this might be the first time I've said this. I don't know what the taxes are.
All right.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out. I'm just going to sue when the time is right. And then we'll figure out all the specifics later.
Wait for it. Yeah, wait for it. The opportune moment and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'll sue when the time is right.
That's the American goddamn motto. You know, they'll sue you for drinking coffee nowadays.
The way things are going.
I think that's the reference people make is you can't buy coffee from McDonald's because they'll sue you. Is I think what people say.
McDonald's is going to sue you.
Yeah. You can't buy coffee anymore.
That's what it's come around to.
I'll tell you what.
The wrongest you can possibly make it.
Vote Kucinich.
I'm voting for Dukakis.
Yeah, I'm a Lieberman guy. That's Kucinich. I hate that guy.
A really big clown walks up.
Holy crap! That's what I'm talking about.
And he honks. He honks his extra big horn.
What up, big dog?
Oh, I'm Slapstick Stan.
Hey, Slapstick Stan. I'm Chuck. I'm the.
Hey, put her there.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Hand out.
Oh, yeah.
Going in.
You shake his hand. Okay, make a constitution saving throw.
He's going to shock you. Beans. Or he's going to squirt. He's going to be like, smell my bouquet, my boutonniere, and he's going to spray in the face.
Bouquet? That's a 16, Michael DeMaro.
Okay, you feel a shock in your hand, but you are able to, not poop your pants or anything. So
I grab him. Thank you. I grab him tighter, and I make my eyes glow a little bit. And like, always great to meet you, a fan.
Would you like to smell my boutonniere?
No, chump. What was your beef?
You sure it smells so good?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, you're so aggressive.
Listen here, you got to pay these jugglers for the car of holding you commissioned. That way everything will be copacetic, capiche? And then we talk to the ringleader to pay all of you more money. So if you need to pay, if you don't have money because the ringleader freaking took advantage of you, just get the money to them by next week. Is that cool? It looks like you both lost a lot of people. There's a lot of broken and battered people here. It's frankly goddamn disgusting.
Roll persuasion, please.
Sure. Oh, I'm rolling great tonight. That is my little dove, 23.
Ho ho. I suppose you're right.
It's only fair, baby.
I enough juggler and blood. Juggler and clown blood has been spilled this day.
And
we should be able to pay back if what you're saying is true and that old Barnabas really does pay us, then
2 copper a day or
2 copper a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 copper a day.
Wow. We'll be rich. Okay. Yes. We are willing to put our past differences behind us.
All right, Squeakers, give Spheres a hug. And Spheres, you got to give this guy a hug too, because you guys got to make sure you're are okay with each other, get along, and all that.
They seem very.
I'm making peace over here.
They seem very tentative, but then they slowly they go in for a hug, and you see Seraphina Spheres, loosen her dagger and her dagger belt, but that she doesn't go through with it.
That's goddamn growth.
Wow.
See, isn't that better than stabbing and fighting and crushing and of that nature?
Yes, that is better. I don't like dying.
And then Barnabas Rumbletoes comes in.
Uh-oh.
This is fantastic. You've managed to solve almost all of the issues.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, everybody.
I sent some of the jugglers and or clowns to deal with the puppets because that felt like that could be doled out.
I stabbed a guy.
Okay.
Have the jugglers released me or have I gotten loose from them juggling me?
Yes. You're not being juggled.
Okay. Let's say that I just show up now. I look disheveled. And I'm dizzy. I'm not walking straight at all.
You're welcome, Barnabas.
Hmm. Yes. But we do need that last issue dealt with before we can get going. I mean, this, if I'm going to be paying all these guys, I really got to start raking in the dough.
Right.
So.
So I guess come with us as we yell at the puppeteers to do a better job. I mean, that might just be impossible to fix. I don't really know.
Like, are people really into the puppet shows? Or like,
it used to be our biggest seller.
Wow. That's okay. A problem. That's a problem.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, I guess we can talk to them and see what the problem is.
But you come with us, because...
Oh, okay.
They need to do shows like they used to do. Back in the old days.
What did they do back in the old days?
They used to do funny stuff.
Uh-huh.
Was it crude?
Yeah, was it rude and crude?
Oh, it was crude. Yeah, of course it was crude.
You see, times change, bud.
Was it sexual? Horny?
I mean, not always, but the best ones were.
People used to have base crude humor.
Yeah, they loved farts and butts and stuff.
They love farts and butts. Nothing was funnier to them than a younger woman cheating on her older husband.
Exactly. It's hilarious to be cucked.
So you head towards the puppet show?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You seem so, you seem like you didn't want to before. I don't.
Well, it's been beneath us, and you've only mentioned it 67 times. So there's this like interesting thing when you play D&D. I don't know if anyone's caught it yet. Like, if you pay attention to subtle clues, like, your DM will tell you what they're excited about. It's sometimes hard to tell. Sometimes you miss the first 14.
Michael's like, I've been trying to put on this puppet show for you.
I'm an artist.
Oh, I think you, I hope you haven't built this up too much. Yeah. all right, so you head over to, you head over to, the puppet theater, and you open the door. Well, I mean, so it's a traveling caravan, right? So,
right.
So it's a series of tents and things like that. You open and you open the tent, and it's real dark and smoky inside. And there's just one puppet on stage, and then every once in a while, it kind of like sighs and like looks sad.
What's the puppet look like?
Yeah, what kind of puppet are we talking? Are we talking like a marionette?
Is it like those crank yankers?
Is it a person with a puppet on their hand and we can see the person? Or are they like underneath somewhere?
I feel like the creepiest ones are the marionettes.
Sure.
Yeah, the marionettes are pretty spooky. And then you can't see the people that are moving them around.
Yeah, cold dead eyes like a shark. Yeah.
Yes.
And then it starts reciting sort of lines from what seem like poems that don't necessarily go together. You know, it's like, I'm the puppet, the puppeteer, and the key.
Oh no. Okay, I see what I kind of see what.
No, look, shut up, let me talk.
I am the dreamer's dream, the child's delight.
Okay.
Is the puppet wearing a black turtleneck and glasses?
In the carnival's embrace, I find my grace.
Hell yeah.
A marionette puppet in this enchanted place. And then all the lights go down and everyone starts snapping.
Oh my god. Everyone's smoking cloves as hell in here.
And Barnabas looks at you and goes, see?
I mean, that was pretty good.
Chuck.
What?
Are you
slam poetry is like the top form of art, in my opinion. I think it's weird that there's puppets.
We should have asked
Rourke. Where the fuck is she?
Where is she?
She probably fell in a damn hole.
Let's hope she didn't. We'll have to catch up with her soon, hopefully.
You had another party member with you, didn't you?
Yeah, my goddamn daughter.
She likes to take initiative.
Free spirit.
So she's probably dealing with, you know, some of the leftover loose animals, the suckers, picking them. Oh. She's probably picking the suckers.
Or she's like digging through your trash, finding stuff.
Yeah. We'll check in on her.
She'll show up. She always does. Yeah. She's a good girl.
But in the meantime,
Chuck, good kid.
You can't be serious. This is terrible. No one wants to watch this. It's depressing.
Did you not hear the snaps? People clearly like it.
Tell me a little bit more. Or maybe you can introduce us to the puppeteers. Mm. Or is it better if you're not involved in it and we just, you know,
I'm so nervous. Wait, don't introduce us to the puppets. I'd be too nervous.
The puppeteers. Wait, are you differentiating between me, the puppets, and me, the puppeteers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, maybe it wouldn't be the best idea for me to try to talk. I haven't been able to get anywhere with them.
Yeah, you're bad at all of this stuff.
They want to kill you and
smack
drag
your
corpse through the street.
Oh, I'm sure they don't want to kill me.
Yeah, slap your fucking balls.
You know, I wouldn't be so sure. We talked to a lot of your employees today.
Yeah.
I think they're okay now.
Like 20 people have died.
Yeah, you're fucking dead, bud.
I mean, like, now that you're going to pay them 2 copper a day, like, that'll keep you from being dragged
a day?
Behind a wagon. Yeah, it's going to be 2 copper.
Wait, you thought it was a one-time 2 copper?
No, I thought it was a year.
What? A year? Brother.
Okay, now I want to drag you behind a wagon. You are part of us, Rumpeltoes. You're being crazy right now.
You're fucking jabroni.
You're a jabroni.
I don't know what a jabroni is.
Get out of here, and I push him.
You don't want to know.
Get out of here. And then I kick him in the butt.
Hey!
Yeah, get out of here.
This guy's a real whip.
My little butt.
And then I hit him as hard as I fucking can.
I think we could take the circus over. This guy's kind
of a
bitch.
I'm already in charge of the fucking juggalos.
And now I will come in and be in charge of the puppets. I'll be the puppet master.
The puppet master.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Celine, is there any like magic you can cast on these little puppets? Make them just do something funny, like drive a little car or like play a honky horn?
Get a boner?
Yeah. Can you make that puppy get a boner?
Yeah.
Well,
I've done it before. Don't ask.
Without magic.
Yeah, he just did that for real.
Yeah, just gotta jack off a puppet. It's fine.
I mean, I have a mage hand. Like, I guess if the mage hand's finger kind of looked like dick, but no, I that's not really my thing. My magic is more like exploding and setting on fire and like, you know, grabbing people.
Like the kind that killed my parents.
Well, but it saved your butt several times, hasn't it? So sometimes magic can be good.
It gives and takes.
Button wouldn't be needing saved if my parents are still alive. But I see what you're saying.
I think you would still need to be saved sometimes. I mean, maybe you would be in an even worse situation if they were still alive. I don't know why I said that out loud. let's go see the puppets.
Yeah.
And their masters.
Let's go see the puppet and their masters.
Hello. My name is Wesley.
What's your goofy last name? Is it like Strangletoes? Hand Dancer?
Anderdoodle.
Anderdoodle. Okay.
You were close, honestly. All things considered.
Yeah.
I was going to guess your last name was Poetry.
Oh, did you enjoy the show?
No.
Yes.
It was very interesting. I hear that this is a new direction that the show is
in. Yes.
Tell me more about that.
Yes. When you have a soul that is wounded, as mine is.
I can see that.
The only way
Say it.
To gain any solace is to create the greatest art.
Mm. Hey, shut the fuck up for a second.
Huh?
I don't know if you just realized what you did, but you're like...
What?
You kind of made soulless, like solace, sound like soulless.
What?
You can keep that one.
Oh.
I can't find solace. I have become soulless. You did that. You didn't even know you fucking did it.
I can't find solace.
Chuck Holy fully shit. Bought it. Chuck is going to start doing beat poetry. It sucks.
The puppets all come over and they're like, Chuck, Chuck, Chuck.
No. You can't be king of the puppets and king of the jugglers.
I gave Michael a lot of money.
I'm going to be master of the puppets.
Yeah, usually you like pick one player's master. There's like, no, one guy.
Sure. I mean, to be fair, you're like the biggest one and like you're strong.
That's the only reason that they're making you leader, because they look over here and they can only see you.
Yeah, I'm freaking big.
And I keep carrying dead people and talking loud.
Well, and you did like compliment this guy where I think I was being pretty nice, but I think he can tell
you guys,
where I was going with
it. I mean, you clearly see that I have gray hair. People respect me. It's not all gray, so it's like, you know.
It's salt and pepper.
It's salt and pepper. I'm distinguished.
The most distinguished.
And I'm big as hell. So like,
big and orange.
You know? Aww. Anyways, you keep going. I don't know. You have a soul or something like that? That can't be quenched or something? You said?
Yes. My art, it pours from me, and everyone must experience it.
Okay, well.
So who do you work with? Who else is... part of this team, because there's no way you could do this on your own.
I prefer to work alone.
Have you always worked alone?
Well, no, I have a number of people I have to work with, but I prefer to work alone.
And what were you doing before this current iteration of your show?
It's a bunch of nonsense that Barnabas liked. It was all people bashing each other and falling over and getting cucked. And
yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
It's okay. This is the problem. And Chuck's like, that's very funny.
That's
too.
Pretty good. If there's only a way we can marry it, like, what if it's like the puppets are running around and then like they have like big fake titty balls and their ball, like maybe if they're old, they have all, you can't see their stuff because of all their bush. And then they hit them and then like ribbons come out or whatever. And then at the end, blackness, darkness, then you cut in and like a fucked up version of it, and then they talk about how sad they are that they got murdered and then they got cucked.
That sounds pretty good, but here's the thing with the funny, it's it used to be that there were kids everywhere in here.
Yeah, they're all outside eating lollipops.
Yeah, a couple of them got trampled.
It seems like they've still got the kid market, really, when you think about it.
The fact that they're still... customers here means that we have such a you guys have such a good product.
The brand loyalty is out of control. People will not leave the circus even though multiple people have died today.
What you're saying, there's fewer kids here, is that the issue?
Yes, thank you. Lost the thread there for a second. Puppets aren't meant for children. Puppets are a medium, an instrument of art.
Now, are you making... I don't... Let me reword. I don't want to denigrate the very important art that you're doing right now. And Celine goes forward grabs his hands in her hands. Like, but are you making money? Are people paying to watch you, dear? I feel like I should do some sort of a check. But I don't know if it'd be intimidation or persuasion.
Oh, are you trying to, like, see if he's lying or not? Or are you trying to...
I'm trying to get him to, like, open up.
That felt real intimidating to me.
You think it's intimidating? Okay.
But I'm not the DM. But you're not trying to figure out if he's lying.
Yeah, if you're not trying to figure out he's lying, then absolutely.
It sounds like you're trying to persuade meanly.
Yes.
AKA.
I am. I'm trying to neg him until he just is honest.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's neg is sometimes persuasion, sometimes performance, sometimes deception.
You know? I didn't roll super great. I got 14.
Sorry, so ask the question again.
Are you making any money doing this? Your current show.
Well, no, but when I started my previous shows, it took a while to take off. And I'm sure I'll stop having to pay these people to be here soon.
Oh.
Wait, what? Say that again?
Paying them?
What?
The people who are here seeing this that are not us?
How much are you paying them?
Well, they're my assistants.
Oh. Okay. So, well, we saw your show.
Mm-hmm.
Should you be paying us right now?
No, you should pay me if you saw the show. That's how it works.
No, we're contractors or something.
Yeah, what's your name again?
It is Wesley Anderdoodle.
Wesley?
Yes?
I think that there's a way that we can move forward with this. I think that perhaps what we do, I know you don't want to do this, but you have to be, you have to be realistic with yourself.
Okay.
The people want slop. The children crave slop, and they don't want your art. So but maybe they'll eventually want your art, but we know for sure they definitely want the slop. So you got to give it to them. That doesn't mean you can't continue to do your art, but you have to be realistic about what's going to make money. And you're going to be, I mean, how long can you keep this up? Paying the people to be here.
Right.
I'm so broke.
Listen, do what you need to do to make money. And for the rest of it, you got a DeviantArt account?
What is that?
Okay, yeah, you know the internet?
No.
Oh my god. Okay, we got a lot of work to do.
We gotta go back.
It's a montage of us showing him, you know, like Ebob's world.
Showing him a computer, he's trying to figure out a mouse.
Yeah, man. Sometimes you gotta do a Marvel movie to get your art house schlocky sad thing funded, right? Like,
So you're saying I have to make some compromises?
Yes. That's exactly it.
Pretty much nothing but compromises.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still do your little show. Like, maybe you do a special once a day, you do the show.
Yeah, final show of the night, or first show of the night, or something.
Our last show of the night.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you close it out. Hey.
Puppets After Dark.
And then it's more, you don't want these children.
Children don't get it.
They don't understand that.
They don't.
As I said, they only know slop. So you don't want them to be there. What if instead you do the family, all ages shows during the day, and then later in the evening, you can do your one-man show, and it's more artistic, and maybe, you know, there's beverages, and it can be really cool.
Smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
These puppets got holes.
Okay.
Maybe do a two puppet show.
Yes, they've got many holes. What does that mean?
There you go.
Huh?
See, you got plenty of opportunities to make money on these puppets.
Cool. Well, I am convinced. So
cool.
I'll put on the schlock and just get sad.
Well, use that paint.
Well, exactly. It fuels your work. It's the way of the world.
Yeah.
You can't do things that make you happy all the time.
No.
You got to do things that you hate most of the time. And then, like 5% of the time, you get to do what you like.
Yeah. Art doesn't make money.
Yeah. Be happy doesn't make you money.
This episode has gotten dark.
You just have to keep doing and doing and doing until you... You realize there's nothing else you know how to do. It doesn't matter how old you are and how weird it is.
So you've managed, you've solved it.
Yay!
Woo! We fixed the circus.
Is that like a level up or something?
If you run a real circus somewhere, take notes.
Yeah, yeah, these are all great ideas.
This is how you get your clowns and jugglers and puppeteers in
line. Two copper
a day, that's it.
So Barnabas goes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
If you and your chunky griffin would like to come with us all the way to Farhold, then you are welcome to.
And we would gladly help with any road shows you're doing. We'll earn our keep, even though we kind of earned our entire keep tonight.
Yeah, I think we mostly did all of our work today.
Yeah. So we're not going to like do like a lot, but we'll hang out. And if we want to help.
You don't want to develop your own show that you could take to the Battle of the Circuses that's taking place in Farhold?
No. I am, much like many carnies, I'm trying to stay low. And the moving from town to town is good for me, actually. I got a past, so to speak.
Oh, this is the... carnies all have a past. No worries there. No worries there.
We all do. All of us. All four of us. You know what I'm saying? We're all running from something somewhere, right, bud?
You know it. All four of us.
I'm at Rourke, but you're here too, and that's fine.
Where's Rourke?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So I guess we're scheduled to be here for another few days, but then we'll start the journey east.
Sounds freaking tight. Where can we sleep? I'm so tired.
Yeah, where are our quarters?
Yeah.
Well, let's get you your own boxcar.
Ooh.
Oh, that's kind of nice, actually.
We're like the boxcar kids.
Yes. We lost a few clowns and jugglers, so there should have opened up some space. Yes. He brings you to a serviceable boxcar that only has a little grease paint on the wall and some few clown noses rolling around in it, but nothing too egregious.
This isn't too bad. We could make this work. A place of our own.
Yeah, I mean, on the road, you know, it's privacy.
Right.
Away from the clowns and all the other carnival people.
Exactly.
Barnabas comes up to you guys and he goes, I have some news.
Oh God, what'd you do?
Well, we had sent our one of our carnies out to try to track down the jokester.
Mm. Yeah, we know that guy.
That guy.
Yes, since he caused all this trouble. I've got a real problem with him. Anyway.
We all do, bud. We all frickin' do, bud.
He actually did find the jokester's trail. And he tracked him back to a stone giant clan.
What? Oh.
Yes, there's up in the mountains, there's a stone giant clan. And he apparently is there. And apparently he has a young woman with
him. Wait, how far away is this?
Oh, not far from here.
You thinking Rourke was like, I gotta go find Jokester.
She probably heard in this, there. Like, feet jangling, honking.
Falls a little trash on the ground.
Exactly.
Sniffed his ass damn out.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that, I mean, I don't even need any other description. That's probably Rourke. Generally, that's where she ends up.
So it's like, is the jokester, does he have like a crew with him? Or is he hiding out in a little cave by himself like he's the damn Grinch?
Well, the report was, why am I telling? Here, let me, this is silly, let me get, it's no point in me being a middle person here. Penelope, this is Penelope Whistleblow.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Penelope. I don't know how to stick with this voice. We'll see.
Hey, man.
Feel it out.
Yeah, you're an artist. We'll see what happens.
So I was tracking, and I got to the mountains, and I saw the extra big footprints, he's a clown.
Oh,
right. The big at the toes.
Yeah.
Right. And then there was even bigger footprints.
Oh, stone giants.
And then I made it to this their meeting place, the Stone Giant Clan. They have a series of caves up in the mountains, and they were all outside, and there was a woman, and she was playing an instrument.
Yeah.
And there was the jokester, and he was singing bawdy tunes. And the stone giants were dancing about like crazed lunatics. They looked bonkers.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, that tracks for what we know about Work and the jokester.
Yeah.
But maybe it seems like maybe they're not like mad, no one's fighting or anything.
That's good.
So that's probably a good thing, right?
So is the game plan here, we go to get Rourke back and say, get over here, Missy, and then we also beat the shit out of the jokester for causing such chaos? Is that kind of the goal that we're doing?
I mean, what, other than Rourke going off with him, what beef do we have with the jokester?
He caused all this damn chaos.
Yeah, I guess you can be somehow, like, hey, don't fuck with this circus while we're here. I don't really care what you do outside of that.
I care. I don't like him.
You don't like the jokester? I don't care. Fine.
Who doesn't like the jokester? Such a well-developed character.
I mean, I just don't care as long as his big old feet aren't honking near me.
He's a bad guy. He's a weird... Didn't he do weird bad stuff to us before? I can't really keep track. He's a strange freak. And he deserves to be put down like a goddamn dog.
So, yeah, I don't remember my voice from before. It's not this, though.
Oh, so I guess your job is to do accents and stuff like that. I can tell. All right.
Yes, it is.
Okay. You should talk. Okay. You should talk to the puppet guy. I think you got a future.
Oh, I work with him sometimes.
Oh, really? Yeah, maybe. We're trying to get him on the path of making things people want to pay money to see.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, if you can encourage him in that direction. And then, like, we're telling him, like, maybe later in the day he can do his little show. But if you want to, like, you know, nudge him towards...
Yeah, do those voices.
Stuff.
And then, like, fall down and stuff.
I will do those voices.
You're right. This is exactly genius. What the show needs.
Okay, so what do you all want to do?
I mean, I think we should probably go straight to where the jokester is, right? Because they're going to stay here for a few more days. It's not like they're about, you know, to hit the road. So we can go back to our boxcar later. But I think that we should, yeah, make our way. What time of day is it right now?
I'd say it's midday. Why not?
Okay. So, like, we could get there while it's still daylight.
No, we should sleep because we've been bashed over by robots and we've casted spells and things of that nature.
You're going to let Rourke just... I guess you're probably... Maybe you're not worried about... She's not worried about Rourke with the jokester?
She's fine. I mean, it's going to take a little bit for us to get there. Seemed like she was having a good time.
No, okay. If you trust the situation, and I'm not worried about Rourke, like, with the jokester. Like, I think she'll be able... It's less that, like... I'm just worried that maybe she'll get a weird idea. And
of course she will. That's why she's with a jokester.
Yeah. I mean, I guess as long as she's pretty good, they're going to still be there tomorrow morning.
Listen, I'm Rourke's adopted father. She's just going to do some shit sometimes, right? Okay. You got to let her get it out of her damn system.
That makes sense to me.
You don't tell her no. You reward whatever she does, and she'll figure it out. I mean, that's basically been my style. And we've lived a very strange life, so I didn't want to make her have any bad associations with, like, uncool things, like discipline and stuff.
I can see that.
Yeah, we keep all the discipline and don't get caught by the Emperor's evil forces because, you know, you have a spark of magic within you. You know, when you have to ask a child to do all these things, am I really going to tell her not to go dig through the cemetery at night or you know, join random guys smoking cigarettes? Like, no, I mean, come on. She's an adult. She's just a little kid, but she's an adult and she can figure things out, right?
No, you're right. I think you're right. And if things do get hairy there, we want to be rested up so we can deal with
exactly.
It. Exactly. Like stone giants and the jokes. I mean, we already know the jokester's going to be a problem.
And trust me, I'm sure it's going to be totally fine.
So yeah, so I guess our plan is we're gonna go. I mean, the rest of the day, I don't know. I think we just hang out.
Yeah, hang out. Maybe help lift up things.
You could decorate your caravan.
Yeah, yeah. We probably need to clean it some.
Got to clean it. Get rid of the noses and grease paint.
I think that what happens is that Celine is like pointing out a lot of things to clean. And acting busy, but mostly she's making like Chuck do it.
I grab your shoulders, push you towards the thing you just like casually mentioned, and then hand you a bucket and a rag.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Clean it, dum-dum. And then I just walk away, and I am just looking for things that are knocked over, Michael.
Celine uses her mage hand to clean.
Like, if there's a sign, I take a couple minutes picking it up. If there's a piece of trash, take 39 seconds to pick it up, things of that nature.
Yeah, yeah.
I think while after a couple hours, I want to try to see if I can get any perks about being a damn king of the jugglers. While Chuck doesn't want to be, he's not going to look a juggle gift horse in the mouth. Gift. Juggle. Horse
in the mouth.
Because you say that, it's like if someone gives you a horse, you just accept it. You're not going to check it.
Yeah.
But what,
yeah,
you don't be like, this horse got good teeth.
Right.
You look at him right there in front of the person that gave it to you.
No, it's a gift horse.
Yeah.
I take the teeth.
You don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
You don't do
in
it.
In the mouth.
In the mouth. So I want to go over there, Michael DeMauro.
Yeah.
And maybe around dinner time. Maybe I assume they're going to have some cool food.
So it's dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have big bowls of like, it's like popcorn and peanuts and cheese balls and stuff.
Cracker Jacks.
This is not meal.
And they're all throwing them to each other and catching the things in their mouths.
Guys, this is fucking crazy.
You guys like have like I don't know, like a stew? Like
they're all getting mad at each other. Like, come on, I'm hungry.
Throw more.
Hurry up.
They keep intercepting each other. It's crazy. Hey, guys, here's an idea. Don't take your work home.
That's such a good point, Chuck.
Yeah.
Maybe to keep your body strong for juggling and clowning and puppeteering, maybe you just need a hearty stew.
Yeah, you guys are road dogs, so you just basically need a bucket and beans.
A bowl of beans and some bread.
And the bread, a rasher of bacon.
A hunk of hard bread.
Hard bread.
and a hunk of cheese.
All this.
Maybe an apple.
Fucking popcorn and whatever the hell you said. That's crazy.
It's getting your blood sugar all fucked up.
Oh, we've got apples. He started juggling apples.
That's fine. You can do the apples back and forth. Like,
no, don't do that.
Check it out. And then one guy takes a bite of the apple and he keeps juggling and takes another bite of the apple and keeps juggling.
Whoa.
They're on a line.
Hey.
Until it's just like the apple core.
Hey. I like your energy, but save it for the show.
That's true. Don't give it away for free.
You need downtime, baby girl. What the fuck is your name? Answer me.
I'm sorry. I'm Marvo.
Are you on a random name generator but jugglers?
I'm Marvo the Magnificent.
Marvo.
Yes.
Just because of that, I like you. You're going to be my third in command after Screech. Basically, I need you to lead the team in some self-help exercises.
What kind of exercise? First of all, thank you for this opportunity.
Yep. You need to, and I know What's Her Nuts said that she was second in command. You are still second in command, but this guy is third to me in a different power structure, okay?
Is there like a dotted line on the org chart for me to
the yes you're sure. yes she's still above you, but you report directly to me, if that makes sense. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, what do you guys think, like trust falls, like what did you do in the
we didn't really do trust exercises. It was mostly just the school and like drills, and and they would bring us in to ask if any of our classmates had been doing anything against the rules every now and then.
And they gave them like a treat or something like that.
No.
Well, let's take the idea of that. let's go around the horn, and I pick up one of the peanuts I told them not to eat. Who here has something nice to say about one of their coworkers?
Hi. Hey.
You don't need to say your name. It's fully fine. You know, we'll be here all day, bud.
I'm Jester Jinx. And
cool.
And
hey, Jester.
And I just want to say Pippin Pendulum looks really nice today. I know they spent some extra time on their hair, and it looks really good.
There we go. And then I take the peanut. You know how like sometimes you like throw something by like kind of lightly tossing it, but then hitting your wrist with your other hand to pop it up?
Yeah.
I do that. It goes, fuck it off. It goes, I have no idea where it goes. You probably hear someone just go, oh, my God. well, that's my bad, but I like that. I need you guys to keep thinking about all that good stuff. I came here seeing what, you know, I could get out of this, and I'll tell you what I got out of it. New damn family.
Can we have a group hug?
Yes. Get in here. You guys get in here, too.
Okay. We're like, ooh, the peasants.
They're sticky.
They're touching us.
They're not even rich. I mean, I'm not rich either, but...
not anymore.
They were never rich.
Yeah, they've never known the taste.
You've lost so much more money than them. It's crazy.
Well, when you put it like that.
But you had that money to lose, so, you know. Well, I guess I'm not, you know... You've enriched my heart, and that's fine, and you guys are eating like goddamn savages, so I'm just going to go now, but you guys keep working on this stuff. Remember, take time off.
Okay.
Right? You're more than just jugglers, right?
Really?
Yep. I bet you guys have other hobbies, like...
But juggling's my identity.
Yeah, you gotta be... I get that.
Maybe you're good at something else, too. Hey, you know?
You're not just a juggler, you know?
Oh.
You're a... And I point at one guy, you got big feet. You.
Really?
Got crazy hair.
No way.
You.
Huh? Me?
You got crazy glasses.
Oh.
You're, see?
Thanks.
Like, but that's just like small things that I noticed quickly, because I'm so insightful. But you guys can be so much more than just that. Anyways, good talk. It's been great. And then I turned to you two.
I think on that heartfelt speech.
Yeah. I think that's a beautiful speech to end on.
I thought maybe we would go to a stone dying village. Let's end there. I think that is the place to end. It's beautiful.
I'm trying to have my... I have 15 health, okay?
Yeah, we gotta sleep.
I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah. Y'all take a long ass rest.
I'm clicking the goddamn button. You can't stop me.
I won't.
Yeah, we need to start scheduling more live shows so that we can rest in the middle of battle more often and things and such as. But is that what we did?
What?
I don't remember. No, we did it because of Pat. Never mind. Shut up. Thank you so much for listening. We are here every single Tuesday at 8:45 p.m. EST, give or take a few minutes. Chat, so much fun. You know, we have a great time. We hit those hype trains because we're so hype. Number one baby girl.
Yeah.
We also give away dice. Every single week, Die Hard Dice gives us a beautiful code that you get a gift card for off your freaking order. It's awesome. You can also enter the offer code, even if you don't win the dice, because you probably won't. Dragons or Grannies. I don't remember. I remember it every other week. It's on our Instagram.
I think it's Dragons! Exclamation point.
I think it's Dragons with an exclamation mark.
I think so.
And friggin' you get 15% off your friggin' order. It's crazy. You've heard this several times. You know it better than I do.
You know it.
Do that. DieHardDice.com. We get a kissy in the back end. Hashtag ad. Congratulations to Ginky Assassin 01. You have won. The dice code. DieHardDice.com.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Die Hard Dice.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Tim. And I guess Jennifer and Bachman.
Hey.
If you want to come hang out with us, we do this most Tuesdays at around 7:40 p.m. Eastern, as Tim just said.
We will.
What did you say?
You right before you said it already.
Did you say 7:40?
Yeah, I said 7:40 probably, which is wrong. It's 8:40.
That is wrong. That's when we show up. That's when everyone but you shows up.
Yeah, so come and do that. Twitch.tv/Geekly Inc. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. And we're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. You can find me on those places at Thrifty Nerd.
You can find me online at Tim Lanning, and be sure to still check out Tribulation Farce.
Mm-hmm.
We are jacking so much fun content.
Dog, and I read the next chapters yesterday. Oh, there's some good shit in
Yay.
There. It's getting juicy.
Yeah, the only podcast that makes fun of but legitimately likes the Left Behind series.
Sometimes they're doing some crazy shit.
They're fun to read. I would die on this hill.
I mean, they make me laugh a lot. Yeah. Not, and they don't intend to,
yeah.
But they're a fun time.
They could be worse written, I'd say.
Yeah, could be. You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm Nika.
Yeah, you can find Nika at Nika_Howard, and she's got a link tree and stuff to find all her things.
Yeah.
And I'm at the mic box.
I will fucking kill you.
What? We didn't know.
Stop at export.
Okay. thanks, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.